Blog Talk Radio.
Enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Greetings, Israel, the blessings to each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. It's good to be here on this 6-day night. Looking forward to speaking with you, taking your phone calls. Guest call-in number right behind me, 515-602-9654. That's 515-602-9654. Now, I'm sure that everybody realizes that we at Straightway have been extremely busy. We've been in South Carolina, we've been in Kentucky, and even been here in our own homestead, Tennessee, and we have not even looked up. I mean, we have not rested whatsoever at all. And we have been busy, 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 busy bees. And we are, you know, with being busy, busy, busy bees, we're extremely tired. We work extremely hard. And so when the Shabbat comes around, we are so happy. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm going to make this broadcast tonight no more than an hour and 30 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and get right to your phone calls. Got a few announcements. Elder Felix, his health is not doing well. I had Carol to ask his wife what was going on, because, you know, Elder Felix has worked in construction all his life, and I don't know if he's been around that asbestos and all this old other stuff, and it's just making his body go crazy. So please keep Elder Felix lifted up in prayer there in New Jersey. And his wife, Melissa, keep them lifted up, please, and the family. Hallelujah. And we pray it straight. Elder Doug and Brother James, Brother Vernon, Brother Ron is on their way back. Of course, they got stuck in the Knoxville traffic a few hours ago, and Knoxville is hectic. They have literally been working, and I mean working. I'm sure Elder Austin and all the saints there in South Carolina appreciate the labor of love, and we appreciate the way that they take care of us when we're there. Mom Gregory, all the mothers down there, Mother Balmore, Sister Balmore, Sister Sierra, who really just goes over and beyond. I mean, call of duty to get up in the morning, to, wash her clothes, cook us breakfast. I mean, and Allison and Alyssa, can't say enough about them. They all really take care of us when we're there. Elder Austin providing the amenities for us. I mean, giving us a place to lay our head, giving us plenty of water in Gatorade because it's hot down there. And they've worked extremely, extremely hard. And so, maybe I can get Elder Austin to upload a high-quality video on his site. Then I can transfer it to my site so you can get a better idea of what it actually looks like. Because that's a massive building that's down there. And Elder Doug and them has been working really extremely hard. Now, while they were down there, myself, Brother Brett, Brother Scott, Ariel, young brothers, along with Brother Manuel, Brother Manning coming and helping us out every single day. He take a few hours out of his day each day to come and help us out. And we have been laying block, and the weather has been 96, 98, and almost touched 100 this week. And we've been out in it every single day from 5 o'clock in the morning till 6, 7 o'clock at night. And we have just been hard at it. And I tell you, this heat has been unmerciful this year. It really, truly has. We have been working our fingers to the bone. Elder Rufus is here with his family visiting. Elder Rufus will be giving a message tomorrow, a Shabbat message. Brother Shane is going to be doing scripture study next week, and Elder Donnie will be delivering Shabbat message. Pastor Dow is going to be in Canada visiting the northern tribes of Israel. Looking forward to seeing you, and you. So I'm telling you, we just been literally working. We've been doing our best to keep you posted. Patron, man, I can't say enough about that, man. Our dialogue is increasing. Maybe this week I'll be able to spend a whole lot more time there on Patreon, communicating with the saints and everything, and really boosting up the area there and the dialogue even more so. I appreciate y'all time, y'all energy, and y'all patience with me and the Straightway ministry. But you know that we are very busy people. I also like to send a shout out for the sisters who, when those brothers are working late, it's just a wonderful thing. You know, Sister Bobby, that's Brother Freeman's wife. She comes to the land quite often. And she helps. You'll see her here sometime in the morning helping the sister cook breakfast. And you'll see her here sometime late in the evening helping the sisters out, because when the brethren are working late, they take on the chores of the brethren. Sweep and mop. Excuse me. The dining hall. They sweep and mop the dining hall. And it just helps the brothers out, because they be wore out after having a long day, a long, hard day's work out in the hot sun. And I mean in the excruciating hot sun. Brother Jesus and his wife, Sister Justin, was here visiting with us for a whole week, and we bless the Father for that. Pray that they made it home safely. We got people that's constantly contacting the ministry. Sorry, We did not get back with a lot of messages this week, but we have been extremely, extremely, extremely busy. We truly have. And that's the reason why I make the videos. Not that we're trying to ignore, because we're not. But we'll take a day or two when we can and get with you. Elder Doug will probably take a day or two next week, answer and return all your phone calls and stuff and direct you in the right path. Some of you are asking for fellowships close by in the Houston area, the Georgia area, and we're going to point you in those directions. But you just have to take into account how busy we have been. All right, let me see if I'm missing anything. I don't think I'm missing anything. Pray for Brother Dominique up there in New York. Haven't heard from Brother Mike in a while in New York. I wonder what's going on, Brother Mike. I'm sure he's still alive. Well, hallelujah. All right. Anyway, guest call-in number, again, 515-602-9654. When you hear automated voice, you press number 1. And when you press number 1, you'll hear that you may hear or may not hear. You may be accepted in the caller queue. I don't know. I just know you need to press 1 if you want to talk to Pastor Dow. So with that said, we're going 929 Junior. 929 Junior, this is Pastor Dow. I'm straight with you, radio broadcast. I can help you, Junior.
Shalom.
Shalom, Junior.
Shalom. Man, thanks for the vision, encouraging us, you know, work hard in the heat. No excuses, you know, drink a lot of water, and you know, that's you know, this be self-determined to get stuff done. Thanks for that, Pastor.
Yep.
And continue to do the teaching, preachings, you know, and bless you, Pastor, and everybody working in ministry. And bless you. I love you so much. That's all I have. Rest up, y'all.
All right, bless Junior. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Pennsylvania. Call number 717-717, Brother Zach. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Serpent Youth Radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Zach.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom.
First, I just want to pray for peace, protection, prosperity, and mercy for you and all the saints, especially Elder Felix. Reaching out to him a couple times this week. I didn't hear back, and I appreciate the update that you just gave. And of course, I hope that the Most High finds healing for him and mercy. Secondly, Pastor, my circumstances and my own health have deteriorated, and I've just kind of got sick of being sick, you know, every day for 6 years. So a few days ago, I drove to my uncle's place to try and get free of distraction and meditate with the Most High. And I had the opportunity to speak with a couple of the brethren this week, saints from all over the place. And I just wanted to thank them and thank them for their words of encouragement. And lastly, Pastor, with your permission, I'd like to read a short petition that I've written to the Most High Yah.
Go ahead.
Father, although I cannot change my Father, although I cannot always change my circumstances, I'm asking that you, the Most High, change my attitude and change my perspective. I ask God to soften my heart and remove the pride, selfishness, and other walls that I have put up so I may accept the love and opportunities that you have offered to me through the name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Please, all of Straightway, pray for me to be delivered from my illnesses and for peace and a sound mind to return to me. Yah bless all of you.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. We'll join in with you on that. We touch and agree.
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor.
All right. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right. Let's go to California. Call number 323. California 323, this is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Jude radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm all right. Who am I talking with?
This is Brother Stan. I've been speaking with Elder Mitchell probably for about a few weeks now. I met him on Patreon. I've followed you probably about a little over a year and a half now, and
I just want to
say I appreciate you, and you're a blessing, and definitely an inspiration, and definitely a gift to those of us that are really inspired to walk in this this life, and it's definitely straight and narrow. Along with myself here, being here in Los Angeles is definitely a challenging times walking in this foreign land, because the wickedness is very real out here. So one has to be very focused and stick to his or her guns for his sticking to Yah's laws, and being a new Israelite, I'm definitely looking for prayer and support, and being disciplined and staying committed to Yah's laws. And it's I just want to say your love out here, and you're a blessing, and you definitely inspired me in a lot of ways, and definitely with correction as well, as far as checking my own heart and also my life as well. So with that, Pastor, I just want to say that I really appreciate you.
Well, bless you, son. You be encouraged, okay, and stay and keep communicating now on Patreon, all right? I'm planning on trying to do a lot of communication next week on Patreon.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
All right. Shalom, Pastor.
That was the West Coast. Now it's going East Coast, North Carolina, to Brother Omron. Call number 919-919. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Strip Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, my brother?
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. I cannot say it enough. My pastor, my teacher, I cannot say it enough. You know, I
Shabbat
was
shalom.
Been on the, thank you, thank you. Liz, I've been on the internet and just looking at, you know, a bunch of the Hebrew camps and just looking at the debates and stuff, Egyptology and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, I was listening to all that, and I said, man, why am I getting so vexed with all this foolishness? And then I realized something. I said, you know, everybody, all these camps don't really follow the scripture according to the way you preach it up there in Straightway. And I just say, you know, I see your fruits, I see what you do, and not only by words, but by your actions as well. And I don't know how in the world God saw fit for me to find Straightway first before I started listening to all this mess, but it really is a blessing to know and to hear the truth. And that's why I call you my teacher, because when you hear something, you can compare it, you know, because
right.
I've been following since January, but it feels good to hear the word, hear the righteousness, and I remember what you're saying about the Ruach and, you know, about the gift and everything like that. And I can say out of all those camps, the one thing that I see and straightway that I have not seen in them is the love and the unity. It seems like in the other ones, there's always some chaos or some conflict or something like that going on. But Jesus said that you will know us by the fruits we bear, and he said love one another. We definitely, I feel that in your sermons. I feel that when you talk, and especially when you get out there, you say you work to set up the sundown, and you're just out there helping people from the kindness of your heart, your brothers and sisters. And I'm telling you, I heard what everybody else is saying, and I'm saying, you know, we got to be careful about what we hear and what we listen to, because that stuff out there will mess you up. But I just want to say thank you, Shabbat Shalom, Infinity Square, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for Straightway Ministry.
Bless you, my brother. Keep listening. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. All right, now let's go out here to Kansas. Call number 913-913. This is Pastor Dowell, Universal Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Kansas.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
This is Brother Dante, Pastor.
Hey, Brother Dante, how you doing?
I'm doing well, better than I deserve. I was calling because I asked for forgiveness and repentance. You know, I've been fellowshipping with the saints for a couple of years now, and I've received so much wisdom and instruction and guidance from not only watching you, but definitely being under Pastor Corey. And I made a mistake. I truly made a mistake. And, you know, whether it's been filled with a lot of guilt and not really paying attention to how the enemy creeps in with the spirit of deception and envy, and, you know, you, the Father, and fills you with the spirit, Rufus gave me instruction to, you know, serve pastor in my life. And you think you got it together because you're serving, you're jumping on deliverance, and you're willing. And then you get caught off guard by not keeping yourself armed up. And I made a mistake, and I took my hand off the plow, Pastor. I decided that I would hold on to this pain and seek after my child in California. And I made a move to do so, and the Father shortly halted those plans. And although my family and I are all right, we're in an okay place. And I've been keeping in touch with Pastor, and we're growing. But I'm just calling because you don't really realize it until you look up and the Father's got you so far away, or you've actually allowed yourself to be taken so far away, and you're reading the Word and you see what this is. And so I'm calling to repent. Because I didn't do it maliciously. I wasn't attempting to walk away from the body. I wasn't truly trying to dishonor the spirit that the Father gave me. I was holding on to the flesh. I wanted my son and pastor and Brother Chris at the time had already prepared me to do what I needed to do as far as him. My wife had a vision that he needed to be delivered to me. Several saints had visions of warnings, and I just wasn't paying attention. I was selfish. I wanted mine and wasn't willing to sit still and honor my place as far as being an Israelite. So I'm just calling because I understand, Pastor. I was hard-headed and just repenting.
All right, brother. Let's go ahead and walk in the newness of life, and let's make sure that now that we have fruit that meets that repentance. All right, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, Father, accept it, but let's make sure we get some fruit that meet that repentance and sincere heart and be serious.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand.
All right, my brother.
All right, well, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom, be encouraged. King coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Wisconsin. Call number 262-262, the Brother Jim. There in Wisconsin. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Shirt with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. I have you on speakerphone, and I'm just trying to finish up before the sun goes down. And so I've been doing a little bit of work and listening to the blog talk, but I missed you last week, and wanted to say hi. Shabbat Shalom to you and to all the saints. I was watching one video where you were doing some of the foundation work, and it seemed like just everybody who I'd seen there a few months ago, they were all in there working, and even the young man was there, and just really made me, feel warm about everything.
Yes, sir. Well, hallelujah. Well, I thank you for calling, my brother.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's about it, Pastor Dow. That's about it.
All right, Brother Jimmy. Be encouraged. Take care of the wife.
All right, I will. You too. Shabbat
all right,
Shalom.
My brother. Shabbat Shalom. Lord to the King. Let's go to Texas, Elder Mitchell. Call number 713-713. It's Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Elder Mitchell.
Hey, blessings, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom and all the straight way. We wanted to call
hey,
in.
Hey, bless you. Enjoy the message.
Yes,
enjoy the time up here y'all spent with us.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And that's basically what I was calling in. I enjoyed every single brother, working with you all. I enjoyed each brother that accompanied me up there to the property up there in Kentucky, and I appreciate you and Elder Becker's wisdom in going forward and everything that we're doing up there and bringing this about. And we just truly enjoyed our time while we were up there. And I want to also say thank you to to you, actually, for allowing us to stay in your home. And very peaceful as always. And I wanted to say just bless all the family up there. Love you all. And we look forward to coming back, y'all willing, later this year.
Hey, did they get everything done?
They got the mobile home set on the land as we speak. They got to do some touch-ups inside next week, and that's it. We got a plan for the move. That's it. Just got a plan for the move.
All right, Ellen. All right. I'm glad y'all made it home. Take care of the Saints. Take care of the family.
Yes, sir. Blessings.
All right. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to Indiana. Brother Brandon. Call number 219. Brother Brandon. How you doing, my brother?
Doing well, Pastor. Just staying encouraged. I want to say Shabbat shalom to you and the family of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Also, yes, sir. And also, Pastor, I just want to give all honor to the Most High Yah. And I just want to thank him for allowing me to partake in his Moedim last week, the Shavuot. And thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to come back to the land and partake with the family. And thank you for Deacon Bell for allowing me to stay in his home. It was a true blessing. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Man, you know you're more than welcome to come anytime you want.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all the encouraging messages, videos you're making, Pastor. It's very edifying. It's encouraging for sure for a young man. And also, I just thank the Most High Yah, Pastor, for allowing you to be a Jeremiah 3:15, Pastor, and being an alpha male man of Yah. And like you always say, Pastor, us young men, we follow strength, not titles. And I just want to thank you, Pastor, for all that you're doing, you and the saints on the land.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. You continue to keep us in prayer, Brother Brandon, and we definitely will with you, all right?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Pastor. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, brother. Brother Brandon, man, that's a dynamite brother right there. Dynamite brother. Let's go to Arizona. Call number 928. 928. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Strip with you, the radio broadcast. I can help you there in Arizona.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Hey, Shabbat shalom. Who am I talking with?
This is Cody from Arizona. I'm just calling. Just wanted to say Shabbat shalom and thank you for the ministry and everything you do. Won't take too
much
of your
welcome,
time.
Well, you're welcome, my bro. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. I got some calls in to some of the elders. I'm trying to visit there soon. I look forward to hearing from one of the elders and setting something up in concrete. Come there.
When do you... When are you trying to come visit?
Whenever it's convenient for you, I guess. Within the next week or two?
Okay. You're more welcome to come. All you got to do is let us know when you're coming and the day you're leaving. I'm sure the message will get to Elder Doug and him. He'll take care of the rest. Please make sure you call down and I'll leave you information, though, all right?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Shabbat
shalom. Shabbat shalom. Glory to the King. Let's go to Texas there, Brother Greg. Call number 214-214, Brother Greg's Pastor Dow. You know, Strip with you, radio broadcast. I can help you, Brother Greg.
Have you heard the news on, well, first of all, Shabbat Shalom. Have you heard the news about having Philando Castile, the guy who killed Philando Castile? Have you heard?
I think I got a text message a little while ago that the cops got acquitted. They got off, huh?
Yeah, they did. As usual.
Man. Now, where did this one take place at? Was that the one in New York?
No, it was in Minnesota. One in Minnesota.
The guy in the car. Oh, man. Are the people tearing up Minnesota, Greg?
I have no idea. I don't know, but...
Oh, they burned the damn place down.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Ah, man, oh, they burned the damn place down. All right, my brother. Anything else, Brother Greg? Good hearing your voice.
How are y'all doing as a whole together? Are y'all okay?
Man, you know how we doing. If you're watching the videos, man, we busy. We working.
Okay, I just hope y'all okay. I hope y'all get to enjoy a good Shabbat rest because y'all earned it. Because y'all working very hard out there.
Yes, sir. We do.
All right, that's all I have, Pastor. I don't want to keep you. Don't want to keep you too long. All right.
But very good hearing your voice, my brother.
All right, you too, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Oh, Greg, attaboy. There in Texas. Hallelujah. Let's go to Arizona, brother Matt. Arizona, brother Matt. Call number 928-928, Pastor Dow. You know, straight with you. Ooh, the wrong switchboard switched on me. I'm going to you next, brother Mike, down in New York. Hey, brother Matt in Arizona, it's Pastor Dow. You know, straight with you, radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Shabbat shalom.
I can barely hear you, bro, Matt. I can hear you now.
All right, sir. Bless you, bless the saints. But I have a question about evil spirits. You know, if evil spirits are present in a home or in your dwelling, does that mean that there's demons around, or what is?
Does that mean if what?
All right, so if there's evil spirits or demonic spirits trying to, you know, lurking around in your household, you know, things that are happening that shouldn't be happening, I mean, does that mean that there's, you know, a demon or a stronghold involved in this in a household?
Yeah, chances are they've got legal ground to be there. You need to go around, look in the household and see what doorways you have. Crosses, charms, hexes, vexes, books that shouldn't be there. Check the wallpaper to make sure there ain't no cultic signs or something like that going on. Make sure there ain't no pentagrams, hexagrams, anything like that. You got to check your house out.
Yes, sir.
Then
right,
remove
well,
those out of the home, then they get, you know, it doesn't give the spirits no access.
Yeah, I've been reading that deliverance book, and, you know, and it said that they're dolls and stuffed animals, and, you know,
yeah.
I've actually been cleaning that stuff out and getting rid of it. And, you know, and I think about, you know, with the frog, yeah, I read stuff on that, and it was pretty bad. Well, I look forward
all
to
right.
seeing you guys in July.
All right, my brother. Same
yeah,
here.
We'll
be encouraged. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to New York, Brother Mike. Call number 646. 646, Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I can help you there in New York, Brother Mike.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, my shepherd. How you doing?
All right. How you doing, son?
I'm good. Me and the brother and all headed to see Elder Felix, spend some time with Elder Felix, and just be around
Hallelujah.
Him and just be around our elder and just spend as much time with him. Working,
yeah, y'all keep
me
posted. I talked to him day before yesterday.
Yes, sir. I'll make sure I keep you posted, and I'll text you. And I know Brother Steve's going to text you, too, also to keep you posted and everything. But just been working, I got a second job now, so I just been working like crazy. Fast.
Ah, all right.
Yes, sir. Just been working, just trying to get myself together and get myself prepared for whatever you need of me and everything. I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom to the family. All the brothers here say Shabbat Shalom. Brother Dominic's driving right now, but we just want to say Shabbat Shalom. We love everybody. See y'all soon. And that's all, Shepard. That's all, my Shepard.
All right. Bless y'all. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call number 786. 786 is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. This is Bradley Cherry.
Hey, bro. How you doing, bro?
Working hard, Pastor. Working hard. Trying to keep up with you and the brothers up there. I know y'all working hard as well.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I was calling in, Pastor, because that preaching that Elder Mitch did his last past Shabbat, that was tearing my ass up. I mean, there's no wiggle room in that one. You know what I'm saying? That was a good word, and I just want to call in and, you know, and say thank you to Elder Mitch for giving that message and for bringing the hammer, you know what I'm saying? Because it was very helpful to me.
Well, hallelujah. I'm sure he's hearing it. He did deliver a good word. The Most High blessed him greatly.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You know, when Elder Mitch started, he was giving his testimony on things that he was thankful for. And, you know, when he made mention about, you know, the brothers, Brother Scott and all the brothers, how they work in unity and how they stuck out, you know, I wanted to say also that I'm thankful for my brothers because my brothers have been a strength to me. You know, the brothers that stay in the community, the brothers that stay around the community, you know, they've all been a strength to me. And I can feel me growing because of these brothers, and I just want to be thankful. I want to be thankful for that because if it wasn't for these brothers, then we wouldn't have the union that we have right now. And I praise God for that, all the brothers.
Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Bless all of Israel. I love you. May Yah continue to bless Israel. Shalom.
All right. Bless Brother D. Jerry. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Texas. The Brother Mike. Call number 414-414. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Street with Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, Brother Mike?
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Man, how you doing out there? You still on that truck?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am, sir. But right now, I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I brought a new warrior into the world this past week.
Oh, man. What'd you name him?
I made him Mishayu.
Mishayu. All right.
Little Micah.
Right.
Yes, sir. 7 pounds, 6 ounces, and he was 20 3/4 inches.
That's pretty decent size.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm pretty much on top of the world right now.
Hallelujah. Well, congratulations.
Glory to the King. Yes, sir. I was trying to look for rental places out there near the land. Brother Jerry talked to me a couple weeks back about it, and when just hearing him on calling in, it just reminded me of him. And Brother Jerry, if you're still listening, give me a call. If you can, brother, we can discuss that a little more. But, Pastor, I was just trying to find out if there were some decent places nearby you that I could, say, rent out as opposed to trying to find a plot of land to buy first because of the timing. I'm actually trying to make moves quicker than I was before. I'm having some situations
right.
with my job at the truck and stuff like that with the company. And I wanted to go ahead and see if I had another avenue that I could approach this.
Yeah, I would get with him and get with Elder Donnie, you know, talk with Elder Donnie and talk with Brother Delano, too. Call up here, contact them tomorrow. You know, some you usually reach them along about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the dining hall there, man. And you can get, and you between all those brothers, they should be able to give you all kind of information.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that.
All right, Brother Mike, good in your voice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. And I'll be definitely tuning in for the Shabbat service tomorrow.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Be encouraged. Take care of the family.
Shabbat shalom, brother. Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom. All right, Kentucky. 606-606. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Kentucky. Shalom. Oh, it's a bad connection.
Hey, shalom, shalom. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Hey, it's Brother Zach.
Hey, Brother Zach, how you doing? Bro's that?
Bro's that from Kentucky.
Bro's that, you coming in and out.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
All right. I just calling in to make sure y'all asked me to come down for Shabbat tomorrow.
Sure, come on down.
All right, I got the wife with me.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to see her. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, looking forward to seeing both of you.
You as well, sir. God bless y'all.
All right, bless Brother Zach. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
All right, that's it, saints. We out. I'm going to bed. I bless each of y'all, all of you, the sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua, on the seat, Jesus Christ. Y'all be encouraged. Saints from Elder Doug and him just pulled up. King Kong. Hallelujah. See y'all Shabbat morning. Tell people on Facebook about Patreon. Hallelujah. And remember, if you like to give to the ministry, if you want to donate by PayPal, dowell7000@gmail.com. Dowell, my last name, 7000@gmail.com. Or call the dining hall information. Bless you, shalom, shalom, shalom.